What we're talking about actually is during a humanitarian experience, probably one of the most difficult that we've had since Second World War. We are looking for opportunities to take some of the weight off of us, some of the pressure that we are feeling, which is impacting our lives in a very negative way. The number of people that are being sick, the number of people that are dying, especially the number of people that are dying in seniors' home. And as I reflect on this, you know, I see a number of things that the world could do to better the situation that we find ourselves in. And frankly, I think to reflect on the principles of the Falun Dafa, the three main principles of the Falun Dafa, which is truthfulness, forbearance, and compassion, I think this would help to take some of the weight off of humanity during this very tragic time. One of the things that I would certainly like to see the Falun Dafa is to make more available to the community this incredible spiritual fulfillment when you talk about the principles, the three main principles. Truthfulness would be a very important thing today in what is happening in the world, because frankly, I don't believe we're getting truthfulness from some countries. Forbearance, compassion. We are seeing so much pain. We are seeing so much damage done to society, not just those who have contracted COVID-19, but also the families, the friends, the community, and we need compassion to be able to say, you know, let's share this together. Your load, your pain, should be also part of it. Should be mine. And it is one of those things that I don't think the Chinese have understood, how beneficial the practice of the Falun Dafa principles would be to society. So this is one of the messages I wanted to give you today. And it is also a message not just to the Chinese, but to the world as a whole. Because frankly, the Chinese have to understand how fragile this world is. We're going through a period of time where there is no one who is safe from this problem that we're having. Whether you got money or you don't have money, whether you have power or you don't have power. So I say to the world, but particularly to the Chinese, you know, open up. Open up and release the incredible ability of humanity to do things. And those who practice Falun Dafa, those others who practice spirituality and humanity are the people we should be looking to, we should be applauding, and we should be encouraging to come forth and help the rest of us that don't have haven't had the same experience or the same background in that way. And I really think that it would be beneficial, not just to the Chinese, but to the whole world. Mummy, compassion, without truth, there is no value. Without truth, you cannot achieve anything. Because with truth, you can see the path that one has to follow. But with truth also comes compassion. Because notwithstanding who we are, what we have, whether we're smart or whether we average, whether we're rich or whether we're poor, an issue like COVID-19 does not take sides, does not separate the smart from the less smart, the rich from the poor. And all of us can, and many have been. I know we're talking about millions of people around the world. And we're talking about, hundreds of thousands that are dying around the world. And it's a very sad situation. So we have to be prepared with compassion to reach out to our brothers and sisters and to embrace them and share the grief and share the pain. And these are the principles of the Falun Dafa. You know, forbearance is understanding. It's all part of that, the humanity in an individual that during these times make us understand how valuable and how important that is. It has given us one of those things in life that if we follow, if we listen, if we share, makes life a lot easier for you. And there are many other people, religious leaders, but also just individuals whose heart is bigger than mine, whose understanding and whose service to humanity is bigger than mine or bigger than most people. It is those people like Li Wangji who we should be looking to for direction, particularly during these very difficult times for humanity. Well, because they're the people who understand, who practice, who teach the life values without conditions. I don't want to help you if you give me money. Under these circumstances, it's the goodness that all of us have. We just have to bring it out. So it's important that we reflect on this, because this is the only way. This is the only way we're going to be able to live through this. Science may find a cure to the illness, but the mind and the soul are above that. You need the ability to feel compassion. You need the ability to reach out to your fellow man and extend a hand of understanding, extend a feeling of brotherliness, so that we're all brothers and sisters in society. This is a time we need this understanding of humanity, probably more than, I said, I remember, because I was there, the pain of the Second World War and the loss of life and the abuse of humanity. This comes close. And, we have organizations like the Falun Dafa and many others around the world that teach us that the weight is a lot less when we do it together. The pain is a lot less when there is a reaching out and sharing of that pain. I believe it would help the Chinese immensely if they stopped persecuting the Falun Dafa and allowed them to be part of society so that they can share this feeling of brotherliness, of sisterliness, of humankind, that we're all basically the same. And I think it would be very valuable, not just to China, but to the world. Like all of these, their message is something that should be embraced by society, because the principles of the Falun Dafa, practiced by the Falun Gong, of truthfulness for bearing and compassion, are things that can make life a lot easier for you today as you go through this very difficult time.